Nakarinja Johnston is a long-time governor on many different boards at the moment, but for a long time was with Whakatū, and it's wonderful to have a kōrero with you again, Karenza. Thanks so much for joining us on Wāte. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Morena.
Morena. And kia ora. Well, you'd be as pleased as anyone watching this unfold and the stoic nature of our koro, the old Karawa, Rory Stafford, must be very satisfying for a man now in his later 80s. But the dispute lasted nearly 200 years. What does the passing of the Nelson Tents Bill mean for the whānau and the descendants who have fought for generations to have this grievance addressed, Karenza?
Oh, it was just such an overwhelming day for us, actually. Dale at Parliament on Tuesday, and to be there with Uncle Rory, the rest of our whānau and our kuia and our kaumātua who have led this kaupapa for so many years now, was really special moment for us just to reflect and to celebrate all of the work that's been done. So yeah, it's been a huge week actually for all of the whānau from Te Tauihu.
Well, Matua Rore did this for others. Obviously, he's not going to get the direct benefits himself, but our future generations will. This differed a lot, and you might explain, because we're used to treaty settlements, but this was different. Might you shed some light on that for a moment, please, Karenza?
Yeah, it's very different from a treaty settlement. This is an endowment trust that actually was established in 1845 between the Crown and our whānau in the top of the south. It was never fully put into place as it should have been, and so that is the kaupapa that we've been fighting for such a long time. And so what's happened as a result of the litigation that's been underway for the last almost 18 years now, and of course the settlement that happened finally on Tuesday, is that the Endowment Trust, which comprises land across the top of the South Island and compensation for the land that hasn't been able to be restored to the trust, is now very much back in the care and ownership of our family. So, yeah, quite different from a treaty settlement, which explains really the long journey through the courts and, of course, the relatively fast negotiation, actually, that's now settled this really long-standing matter.
Well, it was hard to oppose it. It was pretty cut and dried. Land promised, never delivered. So what has been returned here, and what sort of foundation or springboard do you sense it will be for generations to follow, Karenza?
So, again, it's hard to put into words, I think, just the opportunity that having just under 8,000 acres of land across Nelson, Tasman, into Golden Bay restored, and along with that, $420 million in compensation for land that was not able to be returned. The original promise and intention of the Tents was always about building the prosperity and the well-being of our whānau, the customary owners, together with the region as a whole. So it gives us that, it returns that opportunity essentially to us and to our region. So for that reason, it's incredibly exciting. It's going to be one of the largest endowment trusts in the country. It positions us to really drive that conversation about what does intergenerational wellbeing mean for us, and more than that, for our region as a whole.
Tēnā koe, Karenza. Some of the land is, I'm led to believe, reserves and the like. Are there some restrictions on how this land can be utilised, and is that appropriate?
There were two principles that really underpinned the negotiations. One was we wanted seamless transition for us and for the community, and the second was we needed to have the land returned as unencumbered as possible, so that our whānau, our future trustees and owners can make their own decisions, exercise the rangatiratanga in relation to our whenua. However, we knew that we had to have arrangements in place to manage the reality of the land in our generation. So, for example, we've got licences in place for parts of the Abel Tasman Park for 25 years. which enable ongoing public use and access of those places, while at the same time giving us time to work out what are the aspirations of our whānau in relation to their land and those really special places that matter to all of us. So I think what we've been able to do, working really positively actually with the Crown, at least in this last period, is put in arrangements that meet those two principles, a seamless transition in this generation while providing options and freedom really for future owners, future trustees to be able to make our own decisions about how we care for our land. So I think it's been a really positive outcome what we've agreed to in the legislation.
Yeah, tēnā koe. It's been such a protracted discussion over all those years, and it has come to a head relatively quickly, as you touch on. Now, just obviously the main argument was centred around actually right in the heart of Nelson City, where Māori land was supposed to be reserved and it never was. But some of that land in the middle of town has been returned, and I'm picking that there will be long-term leases on the buildings that occupy it. Could you give us a sort of succinct overview of what in fact has been returned then? You mentioned Abel Tasman Park, but how much of Nelson and downtown Nelson, for instance, was affected by this legislation?
So in the more urban and suburban areas of the Nelson region, we've had a number of schools come back to the trust, and those are schools being managed by the Ministry of Education. We've put long-term leases in place with those properties, and so that preserves an income to the trust for us, and of course allows those schools to continue operating, you know, as they are. So we're very happy with those arrangements. There are other much smaller pieces of land actually within the Nelson CBD. Most of the Crown land has been lost to us as a result of the Crown activity there over many years. But there are some critical and valuable parcels that will come back to the trust. And again, what we are doing, and we will continue now after Tuesday and the enactment of the legislation, is we need to talk with the people who are currently using and occupying those areas, and we will be entering into agreements with them in the short, medium and longer term, we hope. So all of that work is of course underway and just continues on from now.
Tēnā koe. Well, they've got a seasoned campaigner in you there, Karenza, working on behalf of the Nelson Tents with your experience with Waka Tū, and I note that you've left that role, but I see press releases, so you're certainly picking up other governance roles. What's your role going forward with the Tents, Tuahine?
Well, we've got, our next year really now is focused on implementing the legislation, which is all of the technical work of transferring all of the land over. Most of the land that the Crown holds is actually untitled, so they're going through a process now of issuing title and formally transferring those parcels over. So we actually have a great team around us, lots of people working really hard to get all of that mahi done over the next 12 months. So I'll be supporting that along with the rest of our trustees, and of course Uncle Rory there as our kaumātua overseeing all of that work. So still a lot to do, but we're at the really positive, really constructive end of it now.
Tēnā koe. It's wonderful to talk with you again, Karenza. With your new mahi, you take a lot of experience Māori to the decision-making tables of the various boards that you're involved with now. So I certainly wish you well, and perhaps we'll get a chance to talk about some of that new mahi going forward. But let's acknowledge Matua Rore and the many who have passed away in pursuit of justice regarding the Nelson Tents. Quite the milestone, and congratulations to all involved. Thanks so much for shedding some light on the situation for our peeps this morning there, Karenza. And nice to talk with you again.
Tēnā koe. Tēnā koe. Kia ora, Dale.
Kia ora, Wātu koe. Te tuhine, Māori ora.